USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional negotiators seeking a compromise on border security met for the first time as they tried to come to an agreement over a border wall. Democrat Nita Lowey is co-chair of the conference committee.
We can all agree that we must do everything we can to prevent another unnecessary and destructive government shutdown.
Senator Richard Shelby leads Republicans on the panel.
I must stress that as long as we remain polarized, we will never resolve our differences on this critical issue that we owe to the American people.
New Jersey Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman has invited Victorina Morales to be a guest at the State of the Union address. She's an undocumented immigrant who was fired from her job at the Trump National Golf Club. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers. Meteorologist Tom Sater says the winds combined with the cold have made for a deadly combination.
The temperatures in Chicago could drop down to about minus 25. The record is not minus 27, so in record territory.
The body of an Iowa college student was found on campus, and authorities believe the death was weather-related. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Here's yet another sleep study that might keep you up at night. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The new study says in addition to making you tired, going without sleep pretty much guarantees your body is going to ache all over. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley finding that sleep deprivation decreases brain activity associated with pain relief, and they found the same thing happened to people whose sleep was simply disturbed. The leader of the study says the optimistic takeaway is that getting better sleep can help manage and reduce pain. The study's published in the latest edition of the Journal of Neuroscience. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes that will raise tensions between Beijing and Washington amid an ongoing trade war. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.